This is episode 2076 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
A vintage Grateful Dead t-shirt from 1967 has broken records at an auction in Sotheby's. Up until the auction, okay, the all-time record was held by a Led Zeppelin t-shirt from 79, which sold for $10,000 during an eBay auction in 2011. And the Sotheby's auction broke that record. The Grateful Dead t-shirt sold for almost double that, $17,640. I've got a ton of old t-shirts in my closet, and by golly, I need to call somebody at Sotheby's.
You probably do.
Get these bad boys laundered and out to them and get them up for auction. The t-shirt comes from the collection of Dan Healy, an engineer who once worked with the group. And I think that made it more valuable that he was actually roadie. He was a roadie. Anyway, I thought I'd mention that. Thought that was interesting. It's time for the Who Cares News, kids, with Morgan. What's going on?
Got my notes right here.
Oh, do you? Mm-hmm. You've been taking notes. You've been vetting your stories.
Of course.
Okay.
Sometimes. Hey, a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
John Van Camp.
Yes.
Do you wonder how Lord Scott Disick really feels about ex-Kourtney Kardashian's engagement to Travis Barker?
No.
You wonder?
No, I don't. And I don't really care.
Well, a source exclusively tells E! News.
E! News.
That Scott is beside himself following the news. Because, Scott, you didn't put a ring on it.
Yeah, he didn't. You blew it, buddy. How many times did he have? What kind of chances? Three kids. Were the chances.
Lots of chances.
Several seasons of Cootie Cake. 19 seasons of Cootie Cake.
Several. You know, 1, 7, or 19.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, he's had a chance. Now, according to a second source close to Lord Scott, even though he knew it was coming.
Yeah.
He knew it was coming.
Yeah.
They were getting serious. Of course, I don't think they started dating until earlier this year.
Who?
Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian.
Travis and Kourtney. Yeah.
But they've known each other for years and years and years. Yeah. Nonetheless,
doesn't matter who it is.
Nonetheless,
his gravy train has left the station. That's what Scott's upset about. I guarantee you.
Yeah, because Travis Barker might get more time whatever show they film.
It doesn't matter. I mean, he's like, you know, I mean, Scott's got money. He's got money, but he doesn't have Courtney's money. And I always say it's better to have your spouse's money than it is to have yours. There's something to that.
Okay, so he knew it was coming. Now, nonetheless, the warning did little to soften the blow,
the proverbial blow.
And Scott is, he's still really sad about it, and he's feeling low.
He's feeling low. Oh, man, it sounds like a Carpenter song. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Yeah.
Rainy days and Mondays and Kardashians always get me down. All right, so Kourtney broke up with Scott for the final time over the 4th of July weekend in 2015.
That's 6 years ago, kids. The final time,
How time flies.
Look how he's been hanging on since then. Six years of Cootie.
And she's always taken him back because of the kids. That's the excuse. Yeah,
now she doesn't have
and it just got old.
She's got a rock star now.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for her. He's not a rap star. He's not a
basketball player.
He's a rock star. An honest to God rock star.
Rock star. Ryan Reynolds, that hottie Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
He said it's time for a, quote, little sabbatical.
Really?
Yep.
He's not busy enough.
Right. And well, he's been making movies, and he just filmed the upcoming Apple TV Christmas movie Spirited.
Okay.
Which will probably be great.
Wow.
And he said, I'm going to miss every second working with this obscenely gifted group of creators and artists.
Does that sound sarcastic? I don't know.
Nah, it wasn't. He had some big co-stars, too.
Oh, like who?
Well, you know, I can't name all of them, but anyway. He said, singing, dancing, and playing in the sandbox with Will Ferrell made a whole lot of dreams come true.
Well, that's a big co-star.
And it's his second film with the great Octavia Spencer.
That's a good co-star.
He said it's a perfect time for a little sabbatical for movie making.
Well, good for Ron.
Well, but you got to admit, during the pandemic, He was a busy man making movies.
See, he's not making the movie he needs to make.
Which
he
is?
Needs to make Deadpool 3. I'm sorry. Love you, Ryan Reynolds. There's a way to do that. It's creative people in Hollywood. They can figure out how to write that story and make it something new and your own and fresh and beautiful. And oh, my God.
Fresh and beautiful.
Two Deadpools is not enough. Also, I do hear that Blake Lively kind of trolled him a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, they troll each other. And
yeah,
it was hilarious. Like yesterday that Sir Michael Caine said he's not quitting acting, that he's just also taking a break. And so she's blaming Ryan for that. It's his fault.
But didn't she say Michael Caine did it first?
Yes, he did do it first. Yes.
Yeah.
So it's just an also-ran? Is that what she's saying? He's just an also-ran?
I think so.
You know who's not doing a sabbatical right now? OMG is Halle Berry. Her new Netflix movie's coming out in a couple of weeks called Bruised. She's making the circuits right now for all the pre-publicity.
Oh, my goodness. Lucky you.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see her on a number of shows, and we're going to start hearing about her again in the news. And she plays a washed-up fighter. I think a UFC or something fighter. One of those kind of fighters.
Oh, so you get to watch her be tough.
She gets, I think she's bringing up a new fighter. I think that's the deal.
Clint Eastwood did that.
Right. Well, you know, there are no new ideas
with Hillary
in
Duff.
Hollywood. Right.
Not Hillary Duff.
No, Hillary Swank.
Hillary Swank.
Yeah, Million Dollar Baby.
Won an Oscar.
She won an Oscar, yes. No, and there's no new ideas. I mean, give me a break.
That's true. Yeah,
there's no new ideas.
But I know it doesn't matter.
But it doesn't matter.
It could be.
Because it's Halle Berry.
Exactly.
It's Halle Berry being a tough chick.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I can't wait. I can't wait to see this. I may have to watch it more than once.
You may have to go see that one. And then you may have to don like a suit, like a protective suit and a big old mask.
Well, thank the maker. It's on Netflix. So I don't got to go anywhere to watch it my living room or my bedroom. I have a TV in there.
Lord love a duck.
Where's that come from? More Who Cares Tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.